I've been coming to terms with the possibility that Arnold Schwarzenegger could be the next governor of California, that he might win with something like 25% of the vote, that he could run the state, although 75% of the population chose not to vote for him. Those possibilities are troubling, but the problem here goes deeper than Schwarzenegger. The Terminator's ascendancy to the most important governorship in the country would be the loudest, strongest, most unequivocal statement yet that celebrity has become the holy grail of American politics. Strip away the action movie hero's Hollywood fame and tell me if anyone would give the man a second look as a candidate. Buoyed by his celebrity, Schwarzenegger has become one of two leading candidates in the polls without having taken a position on virtually any issue. On his campaign website, he says he's running because we the people are doing our job, working hard, paying our taxes, and raising our families. They, the politicians, are not doing their job. They fiddle, they fumble, and they fail. It's time to return California to the people. Well, it's a stretch to say that all Californians are doing their job and working hard, and it's equally debatable that no state politicians are doing theirs. Beyond this, Californians will have to decide what Schwarzenegger's glittering generality means for job creation, balanced budgets, educational quality, or economic development. But while Schwarzenegger's platform is a bucket of steam, he has celebrity. Increasingly, that's what counts in politics. Celebrity worship is how we got a professional wrestler in the governor's mansion in Minnesota with tumultuous results. If the California political circus succeeds, what's next? Lars Larson for governor of Oregon? Michael Jackson for mayor of Washington? Brad Pitt for president? We live in an age when the line between show business and politics continues to be blurred. A revolving door puts ex-politicians into television news and TV and movie personalities into politics. Sometimes we luck out, and despite our starstruck eyes, we end up with adequate celebrity leaders. Clint Eastwood was a modest success as mayor of Carmel, California. But by opting for celebrity, more often we dumb down politics. Congressman Sonny Bono was famously impatient when the House Judiciary Committee took more than 5 minutes to consider amendments to the U.S. Constitution, as if the basic law of the land was just another piece of paper. But in the end, how can you blame the likes of Schwarzenegger, Bono, or Ventura? We elect them, don't we? This is Les Acoin.